It's fun to go fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you to avoid them. So give everyone plenty of room. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Top of the Hour on WONY 90.9 FM.
Make sure to stay warm and enjoy the holidays with your friends and family. WONY wishes you a restful break. To learn more about news happening in town, visit the City of Oneonta's page and also stay connected with us on Instagram.
This has been your WONY Top of the Hour announcement. Have a great week and you'll hear from us next year.
Keep it locked!
Since the early stages of radio broadcasting, women have played an integral role. Even though they were important to the industry, women were somewhat excluded from its history. Here on my WONY 90.9 Radiothon show, I am so excited to dive deeper into some history of women radio. Oh yeah, and happy Radiothon. My name is Samantha Murray, and you're listening to my show, Samantha on the Spot. Each week, I choose a new theme to base my show around. I aired a show on Wednesday called A Very Merry Vintage Christmas. If you're tuning in again, welcome back and thanks for listening. Today's theme is exploring and celebrating women and radio through history. The first part of our timeline dates back to the 1910s. Sybil Harold was perhaps the world's first disc jockey. She played Victrola records on her husband Charles Harold's experimental station, which broadcasted in San Jose from 1912 to 1917. This station acted as a test for broadcasting in the time before World War I. Harold's show was known as the Little Hams Program. Her goal for the show was to involve children in the radio experience, tapping into the enthusiasm of amateur operators. Here are a few songs that would have played during this era. I've chosen more modern renditions of these songs, but the arrangements remain similar. First up is Alexander's Ragtime Band. This would have originally aired as the Irving Berlin's performance, but I thought the Ray Charles performance would be even more fun. Enjoy!
Come on in here, Alexander Ragtime Band. Come on in here, come on in here. The best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you wanna go to war. It's just the bestest band. What am oh, honey lamb? Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand to meet the man, to meet the man who's the leader of the band. And if you want to hear that Swanee River played in a ragtime, come on in here, 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 that oh, Alexander Ragtime Band. Come on along, let me tell you.
take you by the hand to meet the man, to meet the man who's the leader of the band. And if you want to hear that Swanee River played in a ragtime, well, come on in here, 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 that Alexander Ragtime Band.
Baby, dee, 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 dee
By the start of the network era in the mid-1920s, there began to be a prejudice against hearing women's voices on the radio. People complained that the tone quality of early speakers made women's voices sound too high-pitched and shrill. When higher fidelity speakers and receivers became available in the early 1930s, making voices sound less shrilly, the prejudice remained. The idea that audiences only trusted male voices to speak with authority grew and grew over time. As a result, female voices on the air began to disappear. A radio announcer by the name of Jesse Cowing was one of the first radio announcers in Newark, New York. There isn't much about her on the internet, which seems to be the case for a lot of women in radio. But in the 1920s, women were commonly heard on the air as program hosts, announcing song titles and introducing the station. You're currently listening to Django Reinhardt's Swing 42, one of my favorites. Next up are some popular songs that would have been aired in the 1920s. First up is a modern rendition of Bessie Smith's Downhearted Blues.
it's hard to love someone when that someone don't love you. I'm so disgusted, heartbroken too. I've got those downhearted blues. Once I was crazy about a man. He mistreated me all the time. The next man I get has got to promise me to be mine, all mine. Trouble, trouble, I've had it all my days. Trouble, trouble, I've had it all my days. Well, it seems that trouble's going to follow me to my grave. I've never loved but three men in my life. I've never loved but three men in my life. My father, my brother, the man that wrecked my
time. It's really a pleasure to feature our fine clarinet man, Edmund Hall. Here he is.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now I'd like to take you back a few years and play an old favorite, and it's called Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
The 1930s was a golden age for radio, with the number of American households owning a radio increasing from 12 million at the beginning of the decade to over 28 million by 1939. Some of the most popular radio shows from the 1930s include Abbott and Costello, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Adventures of Ellery Queen. There are still shows that make their way into households today, just like those. Women in the industry during this time were struggling with the new idea that men were to be more trusted, authoritative voices in radio. Even though this period of time was not easy for women in the industry, they were still prominent in radio as both listeners and creators, especially in daytime programming. Many broadcasters aimed to base their show around the fact that there were many housewives that needed positive messages throughout their day. A lot of programs allowed homemakers to communicate with each other indirectly. sharing information and offering encouraging messages. Next up is a selection of songs that were popular in the 1930s, starting off with Over the Rainbow, performed by Judy Garland.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where thank you.
sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more. Is my heart. Too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know
at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all, nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Hey, please don't bring your close to my cheek. Don't you smile, or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak. In my heart, it may grow very dizzy and fall. And if I fell,
you see, I've got to say no, 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 oh, or none at all.
We're going to flash forward to the late 1960s when FM station WNEW in New York City experimented with an all-female format. Allison Steele won an audition against 800 other women and worked at this station as a disc jockey. She held an overnight show and was chosen by Billboard magazine as the FM Personality of the Year. The 1960s was a great time for women in radio and set the trend for many years to come. As the 60s and 70s progressed, barriers against women on the air gradually faded away. Next up is a selection of songs from the 1960s and 70s that were popular on the radio.
Say to me, you let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love.
Is she walking back?
Thank you for tuning into my first hour of Radiothon. We're going to take a short break, but we'll switch things completely and play some of my favorite indie and pop songs. My name is Samantha Murray, and you are listening to my show on Samantha on the Spot on WONY 90.9 Oneonta FM Radio. See you back here in a few. Keep it locked. Here at the station, know the holidays can be a little bit stressful. Shopping, baking, seeing those dreaded family members. Take a moment to wind down with a cup of cocoa and the radio. Tune into WONY 90.9 Oneonta whenever you need a moment of holiday joy. Happy holidays. Don't forget to keep it locked.
It's fun to go fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you to avoid them. So give everyone plenty of room. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Top of the Hour on WONY 90.9 FM.
Make sure to stay warm and enjoy the holidays with your friends and family. WONY wishes you a restful break. To learn more about news happening in town, visit the City of Oneonta's page and also stay connected with us on Instagram.
This has been your WONY Top of the Hour announcement. Have a great week and you'll hear from us next year.
Keep it locked!
We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, if you're just tuning in, my name is Samantha Murray and this is my show, Samantha on the Spot. Happy Radiothon! For my last hour, my show revolved around the history of women in radio. We're switching things up because this hour is all of my current favorite indie and pop songs. First up, we've got So Young by Portugal the Man.
Champion.